Welcome to the David Matto Lifestyle Show. This is the show that teaches you how to become stronger, thinner, healthier, happier, and much more. Now, here's your host, Dr. David Matto.
Hey there, it's Dr. Dave, and welcome to episode 143 of the David Matto Lifestyle Show. This is the show where I help you live stronger, thinner, healthier, and happier. Actually, a lot more than that. Happy July 4th. If you're in the United States of America, we're celebrating Independence Day today, the day this podcast is released. If you're anywhere else on this planet, it's still July 4th, but you're just not celebrating our independence like we are. So all you American people, hope you have a great day today. Celebrate. Remember what you're celebrating and just be safe as well. Please have a great day. We've got some exciting stuff to share with you today. I want to share something kind of funny with you right off the bat. Yesterday, you probably remember in previous episodes, and right now I'm recording outside. I record outside sometimes, and somehow noise tends to follow me, and I got a great example. This is crazy. I can't explain it. I don't think it's negative energy. I've got like the most positive energy in the world, but I'm ready to do a conference call tomorrow. Yesterday. So I'm out. I found a place kind of very peaceful. There was nobody around, no noise. I make the call, and we're talking, and about 5 to 10 minutes into the call, this is incredible. You're just not going to believe this. I mean, it only happens to me. 5 or 10 minutes into this call, a landscape truck pulls up right where I am and unloads. I can't even tell you how many people with lawnmowers, with these riding mowers, with these weed eaters, with all the whole armamentarium, and they start going at it right in the middle of my call. Now, I know they've got a job to do. I realize that, but I tried my best to find like the most peaceful place ever, and within 10 minutes, this truck pulls up. And I had nowhere to go because I couldn't really, where I was, it was just not conducive to like moving on. So I had to kind of walk around, try to avoid these guys that were on these like really loud noise making machines. I know there's a lot of energy out in the universe. And I know that we, you know, when we wish for positive energy, we pray, we hope, we look for positive energy. I swear I'm not looking for noise, but I think what it does, it makes you realize that There's not a lot of quiet places anymore on the planet. Well, I shouldn't say that exactly, but when you're in kind of a populated area, there's just, you know, I think like our peace and quiet, it's getting more difficult to find. And you might not realize it, like when you're out and about, if you're not recording something, if you're not like on a very, very, very important phone call where there's got to be no sound, you probably don't notice all of the extraneous noise and things going on around you. But let me tell you something. Take a microphone one day and start recording something outside, and you'll see how incredibly noisy it is almost everywhere. Almost everywhere. Here I am. I've ducked kind of into a back of a building, so I think I'm going to probably be okay. I'm thinking, but I just don't know. Weirdness follows me for some reason. It just follows me. And I'm not trying to play that up or anything. I've got a great life, and I'm living my lifestyle, the David Matto lifestyle. I mean, that's what this thing's all about, right? But for some reason, I can't explain it. Like the other day, like several episodes ago, I was in my car. I found like this back parking spot in a large mall area. I was meeting somebody for lunch in that mall, and so I found a back parking spot like way away from everybody. And sure enough, all of a sudden, the whole landscape crew just found me, and they just like surrounded me. It's, I don't know. Help me out here. Help me out. But I've got some. Okay, I'll change the subject, because I've got something incredibly cool to share with you right now. Really, really cool. This is really virtually the first time I'm talking about this on my podcast. A couple weeks ago, I was doing my Periscope broadcast, and many of you that are listening to this now are regulars on my Periscope. But if you're not sure what Periscope is, it's an app on the iPhone and on the Android phone. It's a free app, and it's basically a live streaming video broadcasting app. So in other words, you can pretty much turn it on and start broadcasting. And if your title is interesting enough, people all over the world will pick it up and start watching you. So it's really, really cool. It's called Periscope. And over the past close to 1 year, I've developed a really good following and audience and a bunch of friends that actually watch me every day on Periscope. I come on, I do a daily broadcast. It's generally Monday through Friday. The weekends I usually don't come on unless there's something like incredible going on, but Monday through Friday around 8:15, 8:20, 8:25 a.m. So in the morning, East Coast time, East Coast of the United States, which right now we're in, if you really want to get real technical, GMT minus 4 because it's daylight savings time. Those of you that really know the GMT thing. And then when it's not daylight savings time, it's GMT minus 5, if that helps you at all. But it's just East Coast of the U.S., like same time zone as New York and Washington, D.C. and Miami and all those cities. Boston, Baltimore, you get it. So, where am I going with this? I'm talking about Periscope more than I'm talking about what I want to talk about. This is, so I unveiled this on Periscope. I was doing my Periscope broadcast a couple weeks ago, and I just kind of on the spur of the moment, I had this idea, because I've got a lot of you guys and gals, friends that, you know, follow me and listen to me and really are interested in living this lifestyle and maybe even changing a lot of the things you're doing in your lives. And I came up with this idea that I'd love to have kind of like this 2-day retreat where you or somebody, you know, maybe not you, but hopefully you will come in to my home, and for 2 full days, you will hang with me and those of you that don't know Yoko, my wife Yoko. We're husband and wife, and we pretty much live this exact same lifestyle. You'll hang with us for 2 full days. Now, we only want to take 10 people. We don't want to make this large. We want it to be very intimate. We want to really be teaching, like almost like one-on-one, like hands-on one-on-one. We want to teach you how to live this lifestyle and show you exactly what we do every single day. Now, you won't be sleeping at our house because we just don't have the room to hold 10 people to sleep, but there are some nearby hotels that we're going to recommend. And I started talking about this a little bit. It'll be 2 days, it'll be a weekend. And as soon as I said we're going to limit this to 10 people, people started messaging me and say, I want to be in. I'm in this thing. I'm going to do it. So I started taking a little bit of a list for people. Now, of course, there was no commitment, so I'm not sure how many are like serious they're going to do it. But I've got a list going already. We do want to keep it to 10, and it's going to be awesome because yesterday, actually, our yoga instructor, Sandy, and a very good friend came over. And after yoga class, we were brainstorming. I shared this idea with Sandy, and Sandy was like just going crazy. We're going to be teaching yoga. We're going to be teaching meditation. We're going to be doing some cooking demonstrations. We're going to be taking some walks around my area, which those of you that are on Periscope see that, you know that it's a very, very rural area. It's just beautiful. We'll take some group mastermind walks where we're sharing ideas and teaching and just looking at beautiful nature. We're going to have a drum circle, which if you don't know what that is, just stay tuned because that's incredible in itself. We're going to be answering any questions. I'm going to be sharing my life and opening up, you know, things that I probably never, ever, ever talked about on Periscope or on my podcast here or shared from the stage. Yoko and I are going to be sharing everything. I mean everything. The group that comes, these 10 people are going to be part of like an elite group that are going to be privy to like just the exact way we live this lifestyle. And it's not difficult, but we're going to share it with you hands-on. And by the time you leave on that second evening, if we haven't changed your life, if we just haven't totally changed your life, then we haven't done our job. Because we're going to start planning this. Now, it's not going to be, we're looking at calendars. We haven't, nothing set in stone yet. But from what I'm seeing, there's a very good chance it's going to be in April of 2017. Yeah, that's how crazily booked I am up until then. But it's going to be most likely a weekend in April 2017. I'm going to let you know. I'm going to keep you informed as to happenings and what's going on with this thing. Right now, I'm just going to be pretty much calling it the two-day David Matto Lifestyle Retreat. But we might come up with like a real catchy name. As a matter of fact, if you have like a really cool name, message me and let me know. I'm looking for a really cool name for this thing. But it's going to be just packed with things, and we're gonna all, of course, have lunches, two lunches and two dinners together. I'm gonna actually pick two places. I'm sorry, four. So it'll be four meals together. I'm gonna pick four places that Yoko and I like, our favorites around the area that we go to, that they know us. They're gonna treat us like royalty. They're gonna be vegan. The meals are going to be vegan. So even if you're not vegan, it's okay. But when you're with us for this two-day retreat, you will be living a vegan lifestyle. But it's going to go way beyond that. It's going to go way beyond eating. It's going to be really talking about every single thing you need to do to just live a lifestyle that is peaceful, that is enjoyable, that's fun, that you won't be stressed out with money problems. We're going to teach every single thing. We're going to do this. It's going to be, well, what can I say? It's not fully flushed out yet. I've got some time to flush it out, but I will be. I started the list already. So let me just leave it at this for now, informally. If this sounds like it's something that you're interested in, I have not come up with an exact pricing yet. I'm going to make it really, really fair. You're going to, whatever it turns out to be, whatever you pay, you're going to get much more than your money's worth. I promise you that. I absolutely promise you. But you can understand how, we can't put this whole thing on for free. It's just, there's going to be expenses involved. And so it's going to be impossible to put on for free, as much as I'd like to. And as much as I like to not charge for things, like the podcast is totally free. My Periscope broadcast, everything we do is free. But a weekend like this, I'm sure you can understand there's going to be expenses involved, and there's going to have to be a charge. But again, like I said, if you don't leave on that second day feeling that you didn't get like 20 times your money's worth, I mean, then we haven't done our job. And trust me, we are going to do our job. It's not going to be just some haphazard weekend. It's going to be planned out, and it's going to be an amazing weekend. So what I'm going to ask you to do, if you're interested, if you want to be on that list, as I said, we're going to take 10. If you want to be on that list, send me a Facebook message. If you know my name, you can reach me somehow. Again, if you know my name, but I'll just say it and spell it just to make sure. David Matto, DavidMadow. If you know my name, you can certainly reach me by Facebook Messenger. If you want to do it the email way, you can certainly send me an email. And my email address is rundrdave@gmail.com. So it's RUNDRDAVE, rundrdave@gmail.com. Just drop me a message somehow. I will confirm that I got your message, and I will put you on the list. Again, there's no commitment right now, since we're not asking for any money yet. We don't even know how much it's going to be, so there can't be a commitment yet. But at least it'll give me an idea who is interested. And again, if you're just like a little bit interested, but you don't think you're going to do it, please let somebody that's seriously, seriously thinking they're going to do it, let them have room, let them be on the list. So if you're just kind of kicking around and maybe then let's hold off and don't do it. I really want serious people on this list. I really, really do. So again, it's really super, super exciting, and we hope to see you there. We want to hang out with you. We talk every week. We talk. And we're hanging out here, but I want to hang out with you in person. And not only that, Yoko and I and Sandy and some of the other people we actually bring in to help teach, we want to change your life. It's about time. I mean, you've come this far. It's about time to like really totally change your life, and we're going to do it. So that's all I'm going to say now. If you're interested, go ahead and please just send me an email, send me a Facebook message. Somehow, just get me somehow and let me know you want to be on the list, and I'll put you on the list, I promise. Now, I want to finish off by sharing something that happened to me the other day. This is really strange. I want to share this with you because I preach a certain lifestyle, and I'll just come right out and say it instead of beating around the bush. Let's just come right out and tell you what happened. I was coming home from work the other day. It was a rainy day. And, those of you that know me, I live on a pretty rural area, very country, countryside area. And I was going to make a left-hand turn onto my street, and there was a car coming towards me that was making a right. So, of course, he had the right of way. It's raining out. He was going very, very, very slow. I stress very, very, very slow. And I felt that I had plenty of time to make that left turn in front of him before he was even going to get to the intersection and make the right. So I made a left-hand turn, not thinking anything of it. Again, I thought there was plenty of clearance. Next thing I know, I'm driving down my street, which is about a mile and a half till you actually get to my house. I'm driving down my street, and he's behind me. And not only is he behind me, but I see he's really tailing me. And it looks like he's not real happy because it's a very narrow country road, but he's trying to pass me on this road that you really can't pass. There's literally no room to pass. But he's trying to swerve around me and pass me, and he's honking his horn like he's just with his hand on his horn nonstop. And this guy is like, he's going crazy. And I'm thinking for a second, like, okay, what's the story here? Then I realized, okay, maybe it was. I couldn't even imagine why this guy was so upset. But then I started thinking, okay, maybe the only thing I could possibly think of, unless this guy's like just a total whack job, which he probably was anyway, is that maybe he felt that I cut him off. And maybe I cut him off. I don't know. Maybe I did. Let's give him the benefit of the doubt. Let's say I cut him off. But this guy is just going flipping nuts. And he's trying to pass me, and I'm not allowing him to, because I had to. So in a situation like this, you have to really think fast. Like, so what do you do? This guy could be a madman. He could be nuts. He could be looking for like a fight, a confrontation. Who knows? So I felt that if I let him pass me, he would have the upper hand. He'd be in front of me then, and he'd be able to like set a roadblock. He'd be able to do something stupid. I don't really know. As he was passing me, maybe if he had a weapon, he'd point it. I'm not sure. And I doubt he had a weapon. It was a BMW. I don't know. I really don't know. Not that that matters. But I was not going to allow this guy to pass me. And right now, so we're about maybe a mile from my house, and he's honking the horn and trying to come around me and just being like a total idiot. So I have to think really fast. I didn't want to stop. What am I going to do? I felt that the right thing to do, or the smartest thing to do, would be not to drive into my driveway, because I don't want this guy to see where I live. Now, the fact is, my license plate says, they say, go vegan. So the guy could easily remember my license plate and maybe do a search. But I didn't want to turn into my driveway. So I felt that when we got to that point, I was going to keep going straight past my house, and I was just going to keep driving, and I was going to try to stay on safe roads where he couldn't pass me, country roads where he couldn't pass me. And ultimately, maybe I felt if this guy was like a total idiot and kept tailing me and honking, I felt maybe I would try to pull into a fire station or a police station, although there's really nothing really close to me. I'm way out in the country, kind of in the middle of nowhere. So it was really, really scary, but you have to think really quickly, and you have to do something smart. You can't, if you do something stupid and you make a mistake, it can mean big, big, big trouble. So here, I had my plan. I was going the speed limit. I wasn't going to let this guy intimidate me. I did not roll my window down and give him the finger. I just totally kept cool. I was not going to look for any kind of fight. The last thing you want to do is get into a fight with somebody. Even if you're prepared, it's still the last thing you want to do. So he just kept tailing me, and he kept going, and I'm thinking, okay, I'm going to pass my house. But luckily, what happened was he ended up a little bit before my house. He ended up turning off on another street, which there's a really, really kind of it's not really even a street. It's like a long driveway that has like many houses there. So he turned off into that, never to be seen again. I continued on, turned into my driveway, and that was pretty much the end of it. And when I say that was the end of it, I really mean that was the end of it. Other than talking about it now, I didn't get pissed off. I didn't get upset. My blood pressure didn't go up. I didn't feel that I needed to find this guy and take revenge. Nothing like that. Because, I practice what I preach. I let it go. I totally, totally just let it go. Maybe he was having a horrible day. Maybe he's like a mental case. I don't really know. But the last thing I want to do is have this ruin my life, ruin my day, ruin my week, or step it up to some type of revenge. It's not worth it. So I just totally let it go. When I got home, I told my wife Yoko about it. And I think I talked about it on my Periscope broadcast the next day. But that was the end. But I want to share that with you, because it's a learning experience. I do practice what I preach and what I teach to you. Again, I teach, don't be stressed out. Don't fight with people. Don't take yourself to their level. Just try to do the right thing. And again, maybe I'm even willing to admit that maybe I made a mistake. Maybe I should have waited for him to make that turn. I just felt that he was going so slow that I had plenty of time. And that, not only that, but if this guy was going so slow, turn in front of me, then this guy's going to be going like 3 miles an hour down the whole street. So I didn't want to take that chance. But all of a sudden, it's funny how somebody that goes slow can all of a sudden, if they get pissed off, they can go really fast and they can try to pass you on a one lane street. It was bizarre. So that's kind of my lesson for today. Please don't let idiots stress you out. Recognize that they're idiots. Recognize that some things are just totally out of your control. Think and figure out, try to do the right thing. That's what I want you to do, and your life will be really, really good. That's just one thing, a tiny thing with David Matto Lifestyle. There's so many things I want to teach you, so many things, and so many things I have taught you over the life of this podcast. This kind of almost reaching the end of the third year. So I want to thank you so much for hanging with me. I hope you enjoyed it. I enjoyed recording this episode for you. Granted, there was a little bit of road noise out here, but no landscaping trucks found me. No landscaping crews found me. We did it. We got through this peacefully and quietly. We did it. And I want to wish you a happy holiday again. And I'll be back with you for sure next Monday. Have a great one.
Thanks for listening to the David Matto Lifestyle Show. Please be sure to join us again next week. And remember, you are no longer alone.